If you have your Bible today or have it there on your phone, our scripture comes from Psalms 146, verses 1 through 10. And actually, we'll be reading a couple more verses in Psalm 147. Psalm 146, verses 1 through 10. Our scripture for today reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord." And then verses 1 and 2 of 147, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him." Let us pray. Our Father, we're thankful today for the privilege that's ours of being in your house again. We're thankful that Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be one of your children indeed. And we pray, God, that you would bless us in today's service in a very special way. Thank you for those who have come. Thank you for the love they have for you and the love that you have for all of us. Bless us in a very special way. Bless me as I shall speak and these people as they shall listen. May we praise your holy and wonderful name in all that we do. For we ask in the name of Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, there was a lady once who was a very dedicated Christian and very committed to the church. And any time that she attended a church service such as this one, one of her favorite things was to show her emotion and enthusiasm. And she would say such things as amen and praise the Lord. Now, people were used to that at the church where she normally attended it because a lot of people did this. So when she did it in her home church, nobody thought anything about it. They welcomed it indeed. However, one particular Sunday, she happened to be out of town. It was necessary for her job to be out of town. And she went, she decided that she would go to church near her hotel. Well, she walked in and she found out that this was a pretty formal and ritualistic church. They liked to worship the Lord in a way that she was not used to. They just kind of sat quietly and just sat there and be still and know that I am God. And of course, certainly you can do that indeed. And I am not putting down in any fashion those who worship that way because I think it's scriptural to do so. But anyway, she sat there and she sat through the song service and the other activities of the service. And she just sat there quietly like everybody else. But then the preacher got up and he started speaking and he said something that she particularly agreed with and she said, "Praise the Lord." Boy, everybody kind of cut their eyes over at her like they had never heard anything like that before. But anyway, nobody said anything, but they just kind of looked at her kind of strangely. And he continued to preach and he preached on and said something else that she agreed with and she said, "Amen, praise the Lord." Finally, a guy behind her just kind of punched her on the shoulder. He said, "Listen, we don't do that here at this church." Another lady said, "Yes, we do, too." Said, "That's responsive reading number 19. Well, whether we actually say praise the Lord or not verbally, I think it's something that every Christian should make it their priority. Their goal is to praise God in everything that we say and everything that we do, because that is so very important indeed. I think we should praise God by living for Him. I think that we should praise God by loving others as we love ourselves. I think that we should praise God with our attitude. I think that we should praise God by showing that we have ultimate faith and commitment to Him. Now, praising the Lord is throughout the Bible. The importance of it is stressed throughout the Bible. As a matter of fact, that phrase, those words, praise the Lord, is mentioned over 300 times in the Bible. Here in the book of Psalms, the psalm that I just read to you, five times in just 10 verses says praise the Lord. Over 40 times in the last five psalms, Psalms 145 through 150, says praise the Lord. So how can we miss that? How can we miss the importance of praising God? Because it is very important indeed. That's my first point. Praise is very important to God. Why is praise so important? Not just the words that we use, but by the attitude, by the expression of our heart, by our life, the kind of life that we live, we need to praise God. Because when we do this, we exalt Him. We honor Him. It is a way of worshiping Him. It's a way of telling the world how much we love Him with all of our heart, how much faith that we have in Him, that in Him we live and move and have our beings indeed. Now, we need to praise God because of what He has done for us in the past. You know, let's remember this, that God has created every one of us. Now, we think of creation as, you know, going back to the Garden of Eden. Of course, that was creation. God created Adam and Eve, or God created Adam in His own likeness. He said, and He breathed the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul. And God the Father said to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. And we're alive today because of creation, because God created us, and we are in His image, in His likeness, and we ought to praise Him because He loved us just that much indeed. And then, God, it's important to praise God because of what Jesus Christ did for us. You know, Jesus made a great sacrifice just simply, if He had done nothing else except leave heaven, where He was worshiped, where He was honored, where He was praised at all times by the angels, where He sat at the very right hand of God, where everything was at peace, where He was, everything was joy and love and all of this. And He left all of that to come to this world, and He became fully human, and He took on human flaws and failures and all of this. Not that He failed, but He was made in the likeness of every one of us. He was tempted, but without sin. Jesus Christ suffered many abuses, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and every abuse. But He did all these things. And then finally He suffered and He bled and died. And we ought to praise Him because He gave His life that we might have salvation and forgiveness of sin and eternal life indeed. Now when it comes to praising God, some people think that this can only be done in church. And of course, that's one of the primary reasons, that's the reason that we're here today, is to praise God. But God can be praised and God can be worshiped anywhere. God can be praised in our home, and He needs to be praised there. That's one of the places that we need to worship and to praise God, is in our home. Every family needs to have a family altar. Your children need to hear you praying. When I was a boy, the thing that we did every night before we went to bed, and that has stayed with me throughout the years, I can still hear my mother praying. She taught me to pray. She emphasized the importance of praying. She was praising God and she was thanking God, and she taught me to do the very same thing. Home is where we learn the most important lessons of life, and praising God is one of the places that we can do it, is in our home life. We can do it wherever we are, though, and I trust that we'll do that indeed. Now, the psalmist says this. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We need to praise God because it shows our faith in Him. It shows that we realize that He is going to bless us. And the outcome of any of our circumstances of life, any of our problems that we face, God is always there with us, and we can rely upon Him, and we need to praise Him for that. Now, Psalm 100 is a psalm that praises God in several different ways. It does it very openly and with a lot, great deal of emotion. It says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." And you know, any time that I sing, I usually make a joyful noise. I was in Mississippi once, and I shouldn't have done this, but I was at a Dollar Tree or someplace like this. I forget why I went in there, but anyway, I was in there for some reason. And there was this lady that was singing, and it was a gospel song of sorts. But she said, you know, "I just sing to make a joyful noise." And I said, "You certainly are doing that, making a joyful noise." And I'd emphasize that word noise. And I'd never seen her before. She hadn't seen me, and she had every right to tell me to get out of her store, but she didn't do it. But anyway, I did admire her later on because she was praising the Lord where she was indeed, and we need to do that. But it says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Serve Him with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." God needs to be praised. God needs to be shown. We need to show the world that we love God, and we do it by praising Him indeed. Number two, we should praise God because He both deserves and desires our praise. Now, you know, there's no one or there's nothing in life that deserves our honor and our praise any more than God does. And I know that we all know that. But one of the problems that modern society has is this. We look up to the wrong people many times. We praise, we admire, we respect too highly people that don't deserve that kind of praise. And you see it all the time. Look at people who are very successful in business, and I'm not saying don't respect them. Yes, respect them for what they do, respect them for their initiative and their work ethic and all of this. But are they to be praised higher than anybody else? No, they're not. And then look at other people that are praised today. Look at sports figures. Look at movie stars. Look at singers and entertainers and people like this. You look at their life very carefully and you'll find a lot of flaws there. You'll find their attitude of life is not what it should be. You'll find they're doing things that they should not do. They believe in God. They believe in a lifestyle that is foreign to God and all of that. Yet they're praised and admired by too many people of today. But the people who really deserve our praise and our admiration, besides God Himself, are those people who truly love Him and who praise Him by their lifestyle and the things that they do indeed. Now, God is very deserving of our praise because of this. Because, as I said a moment ago, He created us. He breathed the breath of life into us and we became a living soul. And we need to be thankful for that. We need to be thankful that He was willing to sacrifice Himself and to die on the cross and suffer terrible, excruciating pain because of your sins and because of my sins. And when Jesus was on the cross, I and you were all on His mind. He died there because He loved us so very much that He was willing to give up His life for you and for me. And let's remember this. God needs to be praised not only for what He's done in the past. God needs to be praised for what He's doing for us presently. God blesses us each and every day. God blesses us. His blessings are new every day. We depend upon them. The breath that we breathe, if we just simply wake up in the morning, we're very fortunate. You wake up in the morning and you feel good. You go through the activities of life. You're better off than a lot of people, and we need to praise God because He has blessed us in so many ways. We live in a world today that is very blessed, and we certainly live in a country today that is very blessed. And this is all because of God, and we need to be praising Him because of the many blessings that He gives us. Now, in Psalm 18, verse 34, David writes this: "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our Lord delivers from them all." He delivers us from them, every one of us, every one of those things. You know, we do have problems, but we got a God that's on our side. Sometimes we have difficulties, but God is right there with us. We need to be thankful, and we need to praise Him for His presence and for His power and for His love that is always there, that we can always depend upon Him. Now, David says this in Psalms 18. He praises God for six things. He says, "I praise God because He is my rock. He is my security." He says, "I praise God because He is my fortress. I praise God because He is my deliverer. I praise God because He's my buckler. I praise God because He's the horn of my salvation. I praise God because He is my high tower." He's saying, I'm praising God because He has blessed me in so many ways. Jesus, in the Gospels, made several statements about Himself. And when we think about the statements that Jesus Christ made about Himself, that it's a blessing to all of us that we need to praise Him for. He says this. In John chapter 6, He says this: "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me will never go hungry." We need to praise God for that, because we have spiritual food that we can feast upon. We have the blessings of life because that Jesus Christ gave His life. He said, "I am the light of the world, and whosoever comes to me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He said, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate, and from which you enter into the sheepfold, in which you are saved." He said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me." So for salvation, for forgiveness of sin, for God's blessings that are new every single day, we need to be praising the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we say and everything that we do. Number three, when should we praise God? Well, that's a very easy question to answer. We should praise Him at all times, in every situation of life. We should praise Him when things are going well for us, when things are going good, exactly the way that we want to. We should be saying in our hearts, "Praise God." And by our lifestyle, we should be saying, "Praise God." But when things are going bad, we should also be praising God. When we're on the mountaintop, when we feel so very good and emotion, we get an emotional high, and that's part of the blessing of being a Christian. It's not low, it's high. When we feel like that, let's praise God for it. But how about the valleys that we go through? You ever have any emotional valleys? Life ever turn bad for you? Life sometimes does not go our way. You have problems of life. You have difficulties. You don't feel well physically. Things are not going right at work. Things are not going right in your home. Are you praising God then? You know, it's easy to praise God when you feel well, when your bills are paid, when things are going smoothly in your marriage and your children are obeying you and you're proud of them and the things that they're doing. But how about when the reverse happens? Do we praise God then? It takes a very strong person to say praise God anyway. You know, one of our churches in Mississippi, as a matter of fact, out at headquarters in Florence, Mississippi, Victory Church, when they built a church, they built near, and by the way, it was a low area there, and they built, it was fairly close to a creek. And in Mississippi, especially during the springtime, they get a lot of rain. They'll get several inches, sometimes just in a very short period of time. Well, on two different occasions, and by the way, they have built a new building now, and it's much on a much higher ground, but what I'm saying is this. Three different times, Victory Church, Congregational Methodist Church in Florence, Mississippi, was flooded. And one time, I mean, it was flooded up to the rafters. Their piano, they got inside, managed to look inside, and their piano was floating, and some of their pews was floating, and all this. But you know what they did? On the outside in their marquee, it said, praise the Lord anyway. And you know, that ought to be our attitude. Praise the Lord anyway. I'm going to praise God when He blesses me, but I'm going to praise God. And when He answers my prayer just exactly like that I thought that He should and the way that I asked Him to, but I'm going to praise God when things do not go my way as well. I'm going to be able to praise God, and I'm going to have the depth and the maturity to do exactly that. Praise is very important because sometimes it's not natural for us to do that. It takes a depth, it takes a maturity, it takes strength to praise God when things are not going well. When we are in the valley of despair, we still need to praise God in spite of that. Because God is the God of mountains and God is the God of valleys as well. When we're able to praise God when things are not going well, you know what that shows us? That says to the world that we're not looking at things from a humanly perspective, we're looking at things from a godly perspective, from a spiritual perspective. That we love Him anyway, we know He is there, we know that we can always depend upon Him. And the power of praise is a very powerful thing. Now, Scripture tells us when the children of Israel left Egyptian bondage and they finally, after 40 years of wandering, they finally were entering the promised land, they faced a very big problem when they first got over into the promised land itself. And there was a city there named Jericho. Now, that city was strong. It had a strong army, a very strong army that the world feared in those days. And it had gigantic walls. And I suppose they could have thought, well, let's just go around it. Let's just ignore this. But God said, no, I want you to take this city. But what was God's instructions to do that? Did He tell them to storm the city and try to break down the walls or something like this? No, God didn't say that. He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get your army together, and I want you to get those people that sing and praise God and so forth. I want you to put them out in the forefront, and I want you to take your army and put those people in the forefront, and I want you to march around the city just one time for 7 days. And that's what they did. They marched around the city for 7 days, just once a day. And then they'd get up the next day, and they'd march around the city again. They'd blow the trumpets. They'd say, praise the Lord. And I'm wondering what the people in Jericho were thinking. I thought, now this is a strange thing to do. We've had armies come up against us before, and they've tried to scale the walls, and they've tried to knock down the walls and knock down the gates and all of this, but all they're doing is just marching around, and they must be ridiculous people. We don't have anything to fear. But finally, on the seventh day, the Bible says that they marched around 7 times, they blew the trumpets, they praised God, they gave Him the glory, and the walls fell down. God does miraculous things when we begin to praise Him indeed. I think that our praise should be like Paul's and Silas's were in the book of Acts, chapter 16. Now, did they have it easy? Were they obedient to God? Were they doing exactly what God told them to do? They were in the will of God. They were fulfilling His purpose. They were preaching the gospel. They were ministering to people. As a matter of fact, when they entered the city of Philippi, there was a little girl following them around who was demon-possessed, actually, who had an evil spirit in her. And she said to the people there, These are servants of the Most High God. And she constantly followed them around and saying something like this. But it was that evil spirit that was actually acknowledging God's presence. And finally, Paul and Silas rebuked her and cast out this demon. And the Bible says that because they did this, the people there were very displeased with this, because she was bringing them profit. She was making money for her overseers because she was able to predict things and predict the future and all of this. And once that evil spirit was cast out of her, she could do this no longer. And they were very upset, and they had Paul and Silas placed into jail. And verse 23 of Acts 16 says this, "And when they had laid many stripes upon them," and don't take those words lightly, because that was a severe beating indeed that they had to endure, a severe beating. Laid many stripes upon them, 40 stripes save one. They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them securely, the Bible says, and when he received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison. But at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And all of a sudden, there was an earthquake. All the jail doors became open. All the prison cuffs and so forth, all the restraints was broken loose. But all of a sudden, God's Spirit and God's power was there, and the entire thing turned into a miracle for God because they praised God. Now, were they hurting? Yes, they were. Were they in terrible pain? Yes, they were. But they were still able to praise God because they were assured of His presence, because they were assured of His love, because they were assured that He was right there with them indeed. And because of their praise, everybody in that prison got saved, including the jailer and his wife. As a matter of fact, he came kneeling before Paul and Silas and said, "What must I do to be saved?" The power of praise. It's a wonderful thing indeed. Number four, we praise God in several ways. First of all, we ought to praise God when we pray. When Jesus taught His disciples the Lord's Prayer, the first part of it was a power of praise. "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." That's praising God. And He says, "Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever." That is praising God. When you get down on your knees, when you have your time of prayer, you shouldn't just get down there praying to God and asking God for all the things that you want and a long list of your needs and supply these. It should be a time that you praise God and thank God for all of the blessings that He gives to you indeed. You can praise God by living a holy life. And that's a testimony that the world cannot ignore. When they see your life, when they see you're different, when they see you have different values, when they see you are a peculiar people, and that's the terminology that the Bible uses, not me, but it says when they see your testimony, when they see your witness, they're going to know something about your life is different from theirs, and they're going to know that you serve, that you have something they don't, and that's the presence of God. And that is a way that you can make a testimony without saying a single word. You can praise God by doing that, and God will be glorified when we do that indeed. You praise God by keeping His commandments, and they're not grievous to us. We don't have difficulty doing that. We enjoy doing that. Jesus said this, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." And when we keep His commandments, it glorifies Him. It praises Him. We acknowledge the fact that He is in our life indeed. Fourth, we praise God by loving others as we love ourselves. Now, you know, it's easy to love people who love you. It really is. Boy, people that think like you think and people that think like I think, boy, they're easy to love. And we better love them. It's easy to love our friends. It's easy to love our family. But is our love to stop right there? Jesus said, love those who don't love you. Love those who persecute you. Love those who disagree with you. Love those who say all manner of things against you falsely for My sake. Love those people and be willing to forgive them and love them regardless of what they say. Vengeance is Mine, I'll repay. How much do we love others? When we love others as we love ourselves, we are praising God up in heaven. Finally, praise can give us great victory. I've already told about the city of Jericho. There's another account in Scripture found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. The children of Israel here had to go up against an army that was much larger than them. They had their leader, their king, was Jehoshaphat, kind of a strange name, but that was their king. He was a godly man. And he prayed to God and he asked God exactly what they should do in order to have victory over this army that was far superior to theirs. It was a coalition of troops who had come against Israel, and their army was very strong. And Jehoshaphat asked the Lord, and here's how God responded. He said, "Be not afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. And they went forth singing, and they said, 'Praise the Lord,' several times, and God gave them great victory indeed." Now, do we want to have victory today? I trust that we do. When we praise God, we can have victory over many of the enemies that we face. We can have victory over fear. And fear is something that, you know, the Bible tells us to fear not many times over, but many times we do fear. But when we praise God, our fears are dismissed. Our fears are diminished indeed. When we praise God, we don't have near as many worries or doubts. When we praise God, we can't praise God and be disobeying God at the very same time. Praise gives us great strength, and many times we need that power, praise, in our life indeed. How is your life of praise today? Do you praise God in all that you do? Do you praise God by your attitude? Do you praise God the way you live? Do you praise God in the way you worship Him and you obey Him? Do you praise God by the way that you love others? How's your life of praise today? If you will praise God, two things will happen. He will bless you. I promise you, He will bless you in a very special way. And if you praise Him, you will be a strong witness and testimony for Him. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to know everything about the Bible, everything that it says, and certainly we need to be students of the Word, study to show ourselves approved, the workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. We need to know those things, certain things, but still, we can be a great witness for God simply by praising Him and living a life of praise. Are you living a life of praise today? I trust that you are. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you today for your love to us. We thank you for the, Lord, for the importance of praise. We pray that afresh and anew, God, we realize that we must praise you in everything that we say and do. May our lives praise you. May our lives show that we have great faith in you. May our lives show, God, in spite of our difficulties, that we know that you're there with us. You're going to help us, that we'll rely upon your strength and not human strength. Bless us in every way. We pray that every one of us, Lord, would allow the Holy Spirit to take a very careful look at our hearts. Are we living a life of praise to you? Are we glorifying you? Are we uplifting you, God, by the things that we say and by, more importantly, Lord, the things that we do? Bless us. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. In the name of Jesus, we pray it, and for His sake. Amen. With your head still bowed and your eyes still closed, I wonder if there's anyone here today that would just say, "I would like for you to pray for me, that I would live a life of praise to God." Would you raise your hand and say, just pray for me, that I'd live a life of praise to God. My life would be a witness for Him. I'd praise Him by my attitude. I'd praise Him in obedience. I'd praise Him in the way I love others. Yep, bless you. God bless you. Yes, God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, we've delivered this message today about the importance of praise. We pray, God, that you would take it and use it for your honor and for your glory. Help us, to every one of us, God, to realize our responsibility to praise you. That we can be a powerful witness, God. That we can overcome many things in our life, many the handicaps of our life, God, if we'll just simply praise you. May we praise you in the things that we say. May we praise you, God, in the things that we do. Lead, God, and direct us. We ask in the name of Christ and for His sake. Amen.